Welcome, Leanne. If you would, great. If you would first start by telling us a little bit about FCA and what you do and what you're about.
Yeah, so FCA has been around for 60 plus years, and here in York County, I've been on staff for 9 years, and our vision is to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes. And so we get to walk alongside coaches and athletes in our schools, charter schools, public schools, private schools, to just engage them, equip them, empower them, and just love them, basically, with the love of Jesus Christ, and help them stand up in their schools and be leaders and impact their classmates and their teammates for Jesus.
Do you have to be an athlete to be a part of FCA?
Our mission obviously is focused towards athletes and coaches, but no, our campus huddle at each school that has a campus huddle has students who are in the band, who are arts students, who are involved in other service clubs. But really, the requirement is just come and be willing to listen and get involved and participate. We've seen students come to understand who Jesus is and why they need him because of our campus huddles.
Leanne, this is student-led, and if you can explain a little bit about that, and just to be clear, this is not forced upon anyone.
Correct.
This is all volunteer, because I know anytime you bring any religion into any picture, any conversation, it gets dicey. So if you can elaborate on that and talk a little about being student-led.
So we have a couple of different ways to get involved with FCA. One of the ways, and the one I'm predominantly here to talk about today, is our campus huddle, which is at most schools held in the morning before school starts. And so they arrive early to campus. They meet once a week, every other week, depending on the school and how they structure it. And it's students, classmates, who lead a Bible study. There is a teacher, or what we call a huddle sponsor, there to supervise, offer safety, you know, answer questions as needed, make sure the technology works, you know, those type of things. But it's student led. And then as those students, typically juniors and seniors, graduate, they are equipping the younger students to come along the year behind them and begin to lead. So it's very cyclical in nature. That's a campus huddle. The other way we get involved is with a team huddle. So a lot of times I will show up to a gym and walk around practice, pick up balls, answer questions. Some of the athletes come over and say, "Miss Leanne, I need to talk to you." And they'll tell me what's going on in their life. I have an opportunity because they have engaged with me to pray with them, for them, answer questions, point them to scripture. And some teams even say, "Would you offer a Bible study?" And every time I do that, I say, "Guys, I'm going to share a Bible story, a Bible study. If you choose to engage, come. If you don't, not a big deal." You know, we talk about team and school and history, just like I do with all the athletes. But always that is optional. They choose to come early to school to engage with the campus huddle. They choose to join a team Bible study or walk up and tell me about what's going on in their life.
And what a great way for students and coaches to be loved on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have just found that students more than ever need something that's going to be a bedrock, something that's going to be truth in their life. And so it's just exciting when they realize that they need Jesus and they look to the Bible for what is truth and what do I base my beliefs off of.
So. Well, we do know young people, while we want them to turn to us as parents, sometimes they don't. So they do trust a coach, you know, a volunteer in the schools, and they school resource officer. My goodness, how many times have school resource officers saved the day, literally?
And we have so many school resource officers connected to our campus huddles. They will pop in and stand with the group. They will be here at CU at the Pole next week, standing with the students. And so our SROs are huge impacts at our high schools, our middle schools, elementary schools even, for the kids.
And again, we're talking to Leanne Scroban, who is the area representative for FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, here in York County. Now, this coming week, CU at the Pole is going to be taking place, and I'm assuming this is a team huddle kind of event.
It's a campus huddle type of event. Teams will show up at CU at the Pole. So many kids have heard about this. And so this is one of those big kickoff events that a lot of our FCA huddles use to promote kind of what's coming up for the next year, some service activities that they have planned, and just a way to get the word out to students. And part of that works is because they're meeting at the flagpole in front of their school in most cases. So what's neat about this is, again, it is student-led, it is student-initiated, it is student-organized. So teachers and parents, please talk to your kids. Make sure they know about it. If you hear the announcements at school, say, guys, here's an event. But when you show up, parents, because you're welcome to come with your students before school to pray, let the students pray and just stand there in solidarity with them. We've got adult groups that meet like at City Halls or at the Fountain here in Rock Hill that will be praying that day. But this is students praying for each other, praying for school safety, praying for their teachers, praying for excellent education to go on, praying for good decisions to be made in the hallway, praying for acts of kindness to occur, praying for our country.
So, Leanne, see you at the poll. Takes place the 4th. Wednesday of September.
Yes.
Is it going to be found at a lot of our schools from elementary, middle, and high school?
Yes. So here's a couple of specifics. Northwestern High School will meet at 8 o'clock, and their flagpole is pretty close to the road. They'll actually be at the Trojan. Rock Hill High School will meet at 8:15 at their flagpole. South Point, 8:15. They will have live music, student-led that day. York Comprehensive is at 8:15 at their flagpole. YPA is at 7 a.m. And I think their flagpole is in front of their student union, kind of a center building on campus there. Dutchman Creek is at 7:50. Sullivan is at 7:30. And Sullivan will be kicking off their FCA year at that meeting, sharing information about upcoming FCA meetings. And most of these schools will be saying, this is when you can join us again. If you want to help us lead, please join us. Come see us.
Leanne, if as we wrap up against this break, if FCA is not at the school, again, it can be at the elementary, middle, or high school, what do students need to do to get maybe one started if that's the route they want to do?
Students, parents out there, if you're interested in having a huddle at your school, I answer a lot of questions for parents about how to help their student get information at the school. So please reach out to me at 803-448-1555. That's my cell number. You can call anytime. I'll be glad to answer your questions for your students. But that student would then really first step, pray over that possible potential campus huddle. And then second, go to your principal and say, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Principal, I would like to have this student-led group, FCA, on campus. Would you be okay with that? And then they can share my number with that principal. Because a lot of times principals are like, wait, hold on, what? Let me make sure I've got some questions. And they'll call me and I'll answer questions for them, or they'll call their fellow principals where huddles are already happening and be like, oh yeah, kids got this. And so then we get those students gathering a student leadership team, approaching a teacher to be their campus huddle sponsor, and then we do some training and they take off.
Fantastic. Leanne Scroban, again, the representative for Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA, here in York County.